Perhaps unfortunately, we do not have control of all parts of the servo. The system dynamics resulting from the masses, springs, and losses of the system are often beyond our control. Some people actually tune these parameters, such as changing the springs or shock absorbers used in a car. But most of us digital designers are stuck with what we get. We can, however, control the characteristics of a large amount of the servo system as indicated by the dotted area of a block diagram. Earlier, analog circuits, and even mechanical systems, were used to implement servo systems. We will implement our servo systems digitally with our FPGA. We must always be aware of the fact that the digital implementations can have significant delays. Indeed, these delays can sometimes be stochastic.